Well, these are small steps forward, and there is a concerted effort to deal with the long-standing hostility between the two countries. So it's a positive step forward, but people should not put too much hope that everything will be over. But these are good steps.
There are some friction between the two countries, but then Somalia joined the East African community. Wouldn't some of these have been worked out in the East African community?
Well, the community is a big dream, but the fact that more and more countries are joining does not mean that the frictions disappear. After all, the Congo joined, and we still have a problem. And we still have those, even the original members of the community, occasionally disagree there in a very serious way. So, but it's a big hope that by Somalia joining the East African community, and there's even dreams that maybe Ethiopia might even join it one day, then some border issues will come, will take second place, will go down the ladder. At present, we have border issues, immigration challenges, expectations. So the East African community might try to do smoothen rough feathers here and there. Becomes a good vehicle for dealing with those things. But it will not eliminate the challenge that is inherent in the relationship between the two. We still have what used to be the dream of the Somali uniting all regions, the Somali people, wherever they are, under one umbrella. That seems to have been put aside. And so you have now the new strategy, it appears, of penetrating different areas and not creating frictions. So what we have signing up here and there is a way of at least extending the Somali influence without being confrontational in such ways.
And given different political governance systems in the two countries, even in the community, how does that impact these bilateral kind of agreements?
Well, I think on the Kenyan side, one may assume there is a solid base. But with Somalia, you know, there really is no strong government in Somalia. There is no unity of being or purpose. Yes, there is a government in Somalia, in Mogadishu, which actually Kenya helped to create some years ago. But that government is very tenuous, given the challenges that it faces in its different majimbo states, some of them with aspirations of becoming independent. And sometimes these things might flare up. We add to that the interest of the external extra-continental forces. We have quite a number of forces settling in Somalia, essentially to advance their potential interests as they mature. We know various the Gulf countries are very interested in the place. Turkey is very interested in the place, and some Egypt has its own ideas about the place. So it is a very fragile, and I guess trying to get into bilateral understandings with the neighbors is one way of maybe helping to lessen the internal frictions.